Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy at the annual NFL owners meetings at the Boca Raton Resort and Club, where on Monday afternoon, Patriots owner Robert Kraft was asked about an issue that's consumed the last 14 months, but also spoke about his excitement for the start of a new league year and the coming season, including the return of Dante Scarnecchia to the coaching staff and the prospect of pairing Martellus Bennett with Rob Gronkowski. Here's the Patriots owner Robert Kraft in his entirety.
Well, you know, it's nice to step back and contemplate a little bit. This is our 23rd season, which is hard to believe because I still think we're newcomers to the NFL. Seeing March 9th come made me feel pretty good, because anyone who's a fan of the Patriots knows how disappointing the ending of last season was to us. And I just see March 9th. I see that we had the privilege of extending Tom Brady for two more years. So please God that works out in full, and we'll have the privilege of having, in my opinion, the greatest quarterback of all time with us for 20 years. And in today's world of free agency, to have that happen is so difficult. And at the same time, we've been able to make some, I think, positive moves in free agency, where I don't remember another time where within the first couple of weeks we're able to pick up four people who were first round draft choices. And I think the trades we're able to do, I think, are positive long-term for the Patriots. And also the addition of Dante Scarnecchia coming back, I also think, is a big plus. So I see a lot of positive things with the upcoming 2016 season.
So with the draft coming up almost a month, with sort of that window to possibly get that first-round pick back, any sense of any momentum here among your peers or the commissioner for that to happen?
Well, I don't think you'll see any momentum among our peers. I wish they would, because they could be in a similar position. We have put our best case forward, and that's in the league's hands now.
How have you done that?
Well, I think I personally wrote a letter to the commissioner responding to his comment that if any new facts came up, he would take them into consideration. And I personally believe that when the league made their decision, they did not factor in the ideal gas law. They admitted that publicly. They've had a full year of being able to observe Tom Brady play with all the rules of whatever the NFL was, and make any judgments there. And have laid it out pretty straightforward, and now it's up to them to decide.
Was it a disappointment, Robert, that they didn't share or at least even document?
Well, I was debating whether to say that, but you can put your own interpretation. That's why I hesitated. But they did their own testing. They have results, but for whatever reason, they haven't shared them with any of us.
And one follow-up.
And we actually requested that at the beginning of the season that they test every game throughout the league and do that, but they chose to do it their own way.
One follow-up to that is, as this proceeds and the litigation continues, the price tag continues to rise, and of course you guys are responsible for a 32nd.
Not you guys. Get the other 31 owners. You can speak to them about it. But, you know, we've covered this. It's been a lot, almost 15 months or 14 months, and I'm happy 2016's here, and we look forward to a great season here.
Has this process changed the way you think that Roger Goodell should be involved in the disciplinary process? Has this changed the way you believe things should be handled in the NFL?
Well, I think we've put our opinion out how that should be handled, how we think it should be handled. But once again, you know, we've done everything we can do. And I just, actually, I want our fans to know that, you know, I empathize with the way they feel. There's no one who wants every edge and put this team in the best position we can do to win, you know. And I just say, you think of the 34 years before we bought the team, and now just finished 22 years. You know, we've had the privilege of going to 11 conference championship games. That's one every other year. And I think that eight teams in this period have never gone to a championship game, 25% of the league. And we've gone to seven Super Bowls and won 15 division championships. So I don't think anyone can doubt that we're not trying to do everything we can to put ourselves in the best position to win and have the Patriots franchise be very strong.
What's your view of where things stand in the appeals process with the Brady suspension? And do you think there's any chance of that being resolved among the parties before there's a rule?
You know, like I said, I'm excited about the upcoming season, and I'm trying to look forward. And we've covered that pretty as best we can. I'm moving on from that.
Did the commissioner respond to your letter?
I'm moving on from that as well.
Robert, as you prepare for 2016, there's also, you know, some guys who are, their contracts are expiring about a year from now. I'm just curious where the priority ranks with trying to extend Hightower and Collins and guys like that.
Well, obviously, what we're doing, every move we make is trying to make the Patriots strong this year, but also in the future, so that we can continue to compete and securing the young talent we have, hopefully for the long run, as part of our strategic plan.
Rob Gronkowski recently made an observation on Twitter, said that he felt...
Really? He's so shy and reticent. I'm surprised to hear that.
He's a real wallflower. But, you know, when you look at... He said, my deal as it kicks in amounts to a pay cut, which I don't know if it's necessarily true, but he said it doesn't bother me. Have you heard anything from the Gronkowski camp about him being unhappy with his contract or hoping to re-?
Every time I see him, he's smiling, he hugs me, he almost lifts me up, so I think he's quite happy to be here, and we love having him, and we got him a partner in Martellus Bennett. We think that they should be a pretty fun combo for our fans to watch this year. And I know that Tom Brady's very happy with that addition.
Robert, legally, is there anything else you could do, you know, in terms of trying to get the picks back or any, you know, fight this any further?
You know, we when you join the NFL, it's a partnership, and you agree to abide by certain rules and conditions. And we have tried to work the system as best we can, and now it's working its way out.
This is Roger Goodell's, it's the 10th anniversary of his being appointed commissioner. Where's your relationship with him now, and where is he overall in your estimation? It's a difficult job, as you've pointed out, but how has he done?
Yeah, well, putting personal situations aside, I think he's done a very good job. He's worked hard. The health of the league has not been better. You know, we have our issue that we don't think has been handled well. But it is what it is.
Robert, how do you respond to people, fans, or Gronk, who believe he's underpaid?
I'm waiting for one of these same people to come and say, we're overpaid. Please take that money and give it to some of my other friends who play on the team. When that we're doing the best we can. And when you're privileged to be successful, It's funny, one of the, you know, everybody believes that their contribution is maybe sometimes greater than it is. And I was talking with one of the senior folks at the Broncos, and, you know, they have an interesting situation going on there now where everybody is coming and wants their fair share. So we understand.
How does that work?
In your letter to the commissioner, did you address Tom Brady's four-game suspension as well and ask him to rescind that as well? To think about not suspending Brady?
I've really moved on from that, but you're a wise man. You can put your own interpretations.
When was the time frame of when that letter was sent?
Over a month ago.
Are you holding out any hope of getting that pick back?
I pray and desire. I mean, that's part of how you, in this league where, think about it, I think since we've owned the team, we've had in 22 years, three seasons that are under 500. And you do it in this age of parity. Everything is the scheduling, you know, the salary cap is very hard to compete without the lifeblood of the draft. And so we understand the importance, and I assure you we've done everything we can do that has a chance of success. I mean,
is it fair to say, Bob, that in the letter, again, just if I could go back to it for a second.
You're going back to the way you were with Parcells. You get on that, you're grabbing that bone and you're not letting it go.
Well, is it fair to say that you thought that Brady, with the balls in control of the NFL, had the kind of season that he would normally have no matter what? That, you know, he would have an MVP-like season with the balls under the NFL's control? Is that part of what the letter was?
You're a wise man. Thank you. Thank you very much.
What was your reaction to Jeff Miller's comment in Capitol Hill about CTE the other day?
You're talking about...
Your personal reaction, were you surprised by it?
Well, look, I think the game of football has never been safer than it is today. I played, my sons have played, I have three grandsons who play now, so we have three generations of playing this game. We believe in it. I think what has been done with the rules, I think what has been done with the equipment, balancing everything. My family plays it because I think life lessons and what you get out of playing football is way beyond the risks of what happens. And I honestly believe that the risks are being as managed as well as they can be today, and the game has never been better.
Do you think his comments open up any legal liability for the league?
I'm not a lawyer. Okay, thank you very much.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.